Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. Carvana makes car buying easy. Isn't that right, hun? Dax? Dax?
Sorry, did you know about this 7-day money-back guarantee?
A week to evaluate seat comfiness, you say?
A week of terrain tests? Yeah, I can test the brake pad resistance at variable speeds.
Make sure all the kids' stuff fits nicely.
Make sure our stuff fits nicely.
Oh, the...
Right. Still need to buy the car. Getting ahead of ourselves here.
Buy your car with Carvana today.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQBar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQBar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQBar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQBar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Now, I'm going to say something that will really capture your attention, and this statement should really stir you up to seek the truth. The Bible is the Word of God. The Bible reveals Jesus Christ. The Bible is a resource for every believer who seeks to know God. The Bible is what every believer should meditate on day and night because it brings faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. When someone takes God's Word and internalizes it, when they study it and follow it, it can transform your heart and destroy sinful patterns of thinking. With that being said, there are many who use the Bible for evil. They use it for monetary gain. They use it as a means of manipulation. And what often happens is that a lie is told with just a little bit of truth. The goal of Satan is to take harmful beliefs with just a little bit of truth and get people to believe in them. However, the true message of the gospel is that Jesus Christ saves, and it is this knowledge that leads to change and repentance. 2 Timothy 4, verse 1-4 says, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. Paul is writing to check in on his good friend Timothy as he pastors the church in Ephesus. Paul was more of a mentor and father figure to Timothy. He reminds Timothy to keep preaching the word of God. Despite his preaching, there will be people who do not want to hear the word, but only things that make them happy. In doing so, they will make up false gospels. The gospel of Jesus Christ never changes. The gospel teaches us that we are sinners who deserve the judgment of God. However, God made a way to save us from that judgment. He sent Jesus, who was perfect. Where we had sin in our life, Jesus had no sin. But despite being blameless and without sin, Jesus was put on the cross. The judgment that we deserve for our sin, Jesus took from God on the cross. He died, yet rose again 3 days later to show that he had power over sin, death, and Satan. Now, those who by grace through faith trust in Jesus will receive the reward of eternal life with God. Another false gospel that Satan often pushes is the prosperity gospel. This gospel teaches us that if we accept Jesus into our life, then everything will go well for us. If we just believe hard enough, we'll get rich, never get sick, and live the life of our dreams. there's a bit of truth in that, in the sense that we will receive a blessing from God when we accept Jesus. However, that blessing is not physical, but spiritual. We get the very presence of God in our lives and will get to be with Him forever in heaven. When looking at Jesus, who was perfect, His life was nothing but hard. He was homeless, hated, and even killed. The gospel of Jesus Christ also promises us that suffering and persecution will come to those that follow Him. However, the preaching of the prosperity gospel tickles the ears of those who are listening. It does not call to heart transformation, but calls the hearer to a more appealing life. One last false gospel that tickles the ears is the gospel of moralism. This gospel teaches that all God wants is for us to be good people. There is some truth in that as well. God does call us to be good people. However, our goodness does not come from ourselves, but Christ. The gospel of moralism teaches us that to get God's favor, we must be good. The gospel of Jesus Christ teaches us that we get God's favor, which leads to a life changed by the Holy Spirit. In the gospel of moralism, there is no grace. In the gospel of Jesus Christ, grace leads to a changed heart. Now, it is human nature to not want to be told we need to change something about our life. We feel guilt and shame when we know that we're not good enough. That is why Satan uses false gospels. These false gospels often don't center around our own sinful nature needing to be changed, because there is no call to change. That's why people's itching ears are attracted to this kind of false doctrine. Now, the gospel of Jesus Christ tells us that there is none righteous on this earth and that sin in our hearts has polluted our life. However, God does not leave us there. He sent Jesus Christ to fix our sinful hearts and thus change our actions. But you see, Satan wants to deceive us so that we think we do not need change. Yet Jesus came to show us that we need change and that change comes through Him. So I encourage you to seek truth, the truth that is in God's Word, the truth that is Jesus Christ.
Things are changing in this world, and we need the Holy Spirit to enable us to see clearly. There are two spirits in operation in this world, the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. 1 John chapter 4, verse 6 says, "We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this, we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." So we absolutely need to pray for discernment. And perhaps if I put it this way, my message will really seep into your heart. The devil has been deceiving people for thousands of years, meaning that he has experience. He has the know-how. He has been working to deceive the children of God since Adam and Eve. I say this not to praise him in any way, but instead, I'm saying this so that you might be realistic and recognize that if you try and stand on your own, you will fall. If you try and fight the devil's deception on your own, you will fail. We need Jesus. We need to be filled with His Word, and we most definitely need an outpouring of the Holy Spirit so that we can have this discernment that I'm talking about. Saints, we need spiritual discernment. As a people who are called to be separate from the evil of this world, we need to always have Jesus Christ at the center of our hearts. We need Him at the center of our minds and forever on our lips. Walk with discernment, saints.
There's no doubt that we live in a time in which it's very difficult to know whether what we face in day-to-day circumstances is just life happening, or if it's something beyond this world that we need to address as spiritual warfare. Without the discernment of God working in our lives, we have absolutely no hope of recognizing the difference between just life and the spiritual attack of the enemy of our soul. The Bible teaches us that the devil comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus came to give us an abundant life. The Word also tells us to be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But James 4:7 said, "Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." In every area of our lives that the enemy may try and attack us spiritually, God has made a way of escape. But it does take discernment to know the difference between just life and spiritual battles. The carnal man has no hope of knowing the difference. But the person who walks with God will be given what he needs to both see the battle and win the battle, because he is victorious in Jesus Christ. We cannot receive the things of God without spiritual discernment, and we cannot have spiritual discernment if we are living as a natural man, giving into the desires of our carnal flesh. The writers of Hebrews, in chapter 5, verse 14, eloquently stated, "But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." In other words, it takes a lot of practice to become mature, but it takes maturity to be able to discern good from evil. There are many other questions that can be addressed to help us understand whether we are living in a carnal state or a spiritual one. Do we love God and people more than we love ourselves? Do we seek pleasure more than we seek God? Are we content with where we are and with what we have, or do we always want more? Are we always willing to forgive other people when they do things that hurt us? Do we spend time with God in prayer for others, even those we believe to be our enemies? The truth is that we must first make sure we are living a life of spiritual maturity, denying our carnal nature. In his letter to the Philippians, the Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 to 4, "Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others." Carnally minded people seem to always be more troubled about the issues they have rather than the problems or circumstances of other people. Spiritually minded people understand that when they help the people around them through their difficulties, God will always make a way to get through the complications that arise in their own personal lives.
In state and local government, tech upgrades aren't optional, they're essential. Whether it's improving digital services, protecting public data, or modernizing outdated systems, the demand for skilled IT professionals has never been higher. CBT Nuggets helps you stay ahead with affordable, on-demand IT training that's built for your schedule. Our short, practical videos and hands-on virtual labs make it easy to build real-world skills in networking, cybersecurity, cloud technologies, and more. You don't need expensive hardware or complicated setups, just a browser and the motivation to grow. Whether you're an IT admin, public service tech, or new to the field, CBT Nuggets gives you the tools to better support your team and your community. And with new content added regularly, there's always something relevant to learn. Join thousands of learners who are upgrading their skills and advancing their careers. Start your 7-day free trial today at cbtnuggets.com. Because smarter tech skills don't just help you, they help your whole community succeed.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars. to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
In order to protect your spirit, in order to protect your salvation, and even your peace of mind, you and I need the spirit of discernment. We need guidance from the Holy Spirit on how to navigate this life while protecting our faith, our joy, our mind state even. Everyone you come across is not good for you. They may smile at you, but not everyone has your best interests at heart. There are some people who come to only take your peace. There are other people who are sent by the devil so that they can drain you of your joy and leave you tired and discouraged. Some are sent to distract you. So we need the guidance of the Holy Spirit when it comes to the people we should allow in our lives. We need discernment when it comes to those we allow close to us, even when it comes to the types of atmosphere we enter. Spiritual discernment is something provided by the Spirit of God to lead and guide you to His will. It is an intentional process by God that allows us to filter the deception of the devil and the truth of God. 1 John 4, verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is discernment. With the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you can tell who is really speaking from God's word and who is speaking from a place of doctrine mixed with deception. And I believe, saints, that we need the Holy Spirit to speak and tug at our hearts. My prayer is that the Holy Spirit would open my eyes to every hidden stronghold in my life and within my family. May He shine a light on every corner that the enemy is hiding with the aim to take me down.
When someone truly believes the message of the gospel, it should radically change your heart. Let's say you're planning on coming over to my house. You're running 15 minutes late, but finally come in through the front door. I ask you why you're late, and you tell me that a semi-truck was traveling at 80 miles an hour. You accidentally step in front of the semi, and it hits you square on. You were late because this semi-truck hit you. I would call you a liar. You would be dead if you were truly hit by a semi going at 80 miles an hour. It would have changed you. Now, God is much more powerful than a moving truck. If there is a genuine collision between you and Jesus Christ, then you will not be the same. It should change you. It will change you. The message of the gospel changes our hearts, which leads to a change in action. Satan will often push forward a false gospel with a hint of truth. It smells good, but lacks taste and substance. This type of gospel usually has no conviction of sin or change tied to it. One example of this false gospel is the gospel of beliefism. Beliefism teaches that if you simply just believe in God, you're good to go to heaven. There is never a need for people to see their sin or a call to change. There's a little bit of truth in this gospel. We are to believe that Jesus died for our sin. However, that belief should lead to a transformed life. It should lead to repentance. Many do not want to hear that, so instead of coming to the true gospel, they find a gospel that will tickle their ears.
One way the enemy attacks a believer's life is through despair, depression, and discouragement. When Paul wrote his second letter to the church of Corinth, he had endured horrific events, 3 shipwrecks, He survived the stoning, endured 5 lashings, frequent imprisonments, and 3 beatings. All of this was enough for Paul to fall into depression and despair. This was enough for Paul to be left discouraged. Under such pressure, many Christians would have fallen into a pit of despair. But I want you to see what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8 to 9. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We may face battles and attacks in this world, but we can trust in our mighty God to be our shelter through it all. In these times, when we're tossed to and fro through the waves of adversity, this is when we should gear ourselves up to fight. This is the time that we have to pray, fast, and study God's word in order to find peace in the midst of it. So during those seasons, in those moments, when we feel overwhelmingly discouraged and without any strength to keep going, this is the time that we must call out to God. This is the time that we must seek strength from the Lord. This is the time that we must cling on to the power of the Holy Ghost. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5 says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." This is one of those passages of Scripture that really puts things into perspective. The Bible is telling us here that although we live in this world, we do not, and we should not, fight our battles like the world. In fact, the weapons that we have available to us aren't physical weapons. But note how the Bible says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God." The weapons we can access as children of God have divine power. They are weapons unlike anything in this world because they are heavenly weapons. And at the mention of the word weapons, people usually think of the physical weapons in this world, like a bat or a gun. However, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." The word of God is one of the weapons that we have as children of God. It's a weapon that is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word of God is a weapon that you can use against the devil. It's an effective weapon against the devil, in fact. So what does the Bible mean when it says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh"? As a believer, you're not fighting people. You're not just fighting circumstances, no. You're fighting the spirit behind the person, the devil behind the situation. "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." This is what the Bible says in Ephesians 6, verse 12. So here's what I am encouraging you to do today. Pray for victory in all areas of your life. Declare God's promises in all areas of your life. Believe that there's power in the name of Jesus Christ. There is power in God's word and through His Spirit. When we pray, we can be confident that the Lord is always near to those who seek and call on Him. Believe that God will break every plan of the enemy. Trust that the Lord will have the final say in all matters concerning you. The conflicts you face, the battles you face, the Lord has the final say over all of that. So I encourage you, people of God, to trust God. Trust in the word of the Lord. Trust in His promises, and you will have the victory.
For what is normal to the world tends to go hand in hand with what is sin. The Amplified translation of Romans 12, verse 2, gives a detailed account of what we need as the children of God. The Bible says, "And do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in His plan and purpose for you." In other words, stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you. Don't allow the world to mold you in its own image. The key for us as believers is that we are to be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit. And it's when you allow the Holy Spirit to transform you, to transform your mind and how you think, it's only then that you will discern God's will. The key is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will help you to eliminate disobedience. It's the Holy Spirit who will bring a total reformation of how you think. And once this happens, once you allow the Holy Ghost to move within you, righteousness will be what you pursue. Jesus Christ is who you will desire, and the kingdom of God is what you'll become passionate about.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.